You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I love talking.
Fabulous.
Well, this is the time of year that we have awesome guests on and awesome events.
I'm saying, as opposed to the time when we don't have awesome guests on.
Well, I mean, that's true. That was bad.
Awesome.
All the other
events.
Guests are
awesome
on
event. Events. You're
an
right.
Awesome
you're
event
right.
is coming
yes,
up.
Yes, there is.
Lauren Wood with Lauren Wood Builders is here today, and he is representing the BASCI, the Building Association of South Central Indiana,
mouthful.
Parade yeah. of Homes. So welcome.
Thank you for having me, y'all. Parade it seems like homes. A really long time since I've been here.
Maybe a few weeks. Yeah. I think we were talking
Different
about
event.
The Builders Blitz
right.
that just finished up.
Yeah. A lot going on in the building community in Bloomington.
In
That's
June.
True.
Yes.
In June.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Parade of Homes is coming. It
yes.
is one weekend. It is June 24th through the 26th.
Those are all correct.
Those are correct statements.
I'm passing the test
yes,
so far.
Good, good, good.
So, and you are one of the builders.
Yes.
So how many homes are there in? 12? Is that
wow.
what I heard?
In counting. I'm not sure what the count is right now. Amy Chitwood has that information, and she's MIA. So.
She's not doing stuff for the parade.
That's right.
right.
She's hard at work.
Yes.
She's working very hard.
That sounds right, but I think we had a couple of last-minute ones we were waiting on.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Nice. So, yeah. So you've got how many in? One?
We have two this
you have
year.
Two?
Yes.
Ooh. Awesome.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, one home is a new construction project that we did in Edgewood Hills.
Oh, nice.
It's a sort of off the beaten path subdivision. If you're heading east on 446, or no, rather east on 46 past Brewster's Ice Cream and 46,
mm-hmm.
446. You hang the first right on Lori Lane. That's Edgewood Hills. You hang mm-hmm. a left on the first street, and there's a couple cul-de-sacs down on the right. And it was designed by two architects who are also the homeowners.
Awesome.
Retired professors of architecture. It's a very neat
ooh,
little house.
Ooh.
Very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Very well crafted.
Of course.
Well executed. It's a really neat little home. So
I'm
really, really proud of it. All on one level. Little carport with a screen porch behind it connected to the house via a little breezeway, covered breezeway, but open air, and then you know, all on one level.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 1,900 square feet, so okay. smaller than the average home these days.
Wow.
But really, really intentionally designed. It's got a lot of mm-hmm. really neat use of space and a lot of really nice details. It's okay. nestled into the woods right behind it, built on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't say enough good things about that home.
I'm very
check this excited.
Out.
Now,
we're looking
it.
To downsize, and we're yeah. looking for a builder.
We call it right sizing now. It's not called
oh,
downsizing;
yes.
it's right sizing.
Yeah,
having the right size home for you.
I tell yeah. you what, I like building big homes. I like building small homes, but it's a unique challenge to
mm-hmm.
build a really small home, but get in the functionality that
mm-hmm.
you want. Can you yeah. entertain in there? Can you have guests stay there? Does it feel like you're boxed
mm-hmm.
in? So
right.
what you'll see here are a lot of windows, a lot
right.
of long sight lines through the home, a lot of connection inside to outside to make
mm-hmm.
the house live large.
Right.
So if for me that was a really neat and exciting challenge.
How was it with working with two architects? As opposed to, I mean, I don't mean to put you on the spot. I
no
mean,
comment.
What, no,
so, I mean, so he got a little grin on his
know,
face,
right?
like, oh,
well,
that's
all right. I would think certain parts of it would be more, would maybe, I don't want to say be easier, but more interesting than, you know, your normal homeowner
yes.
who doesn't necessarily have the vision
well,
that an architect
I will say that
would.
the hands down, the best thing there was they're on site all the time.
Sure.
And there was never any question, well, what are we going to do here? Who's the homeowners
right.
are there? Said,
done.
Guys,
okay.
what do we do here?
Yeah.
There's no creating a list and then having to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it made the project. They had spec'd everything out,
nice.
Absolutely everything out
okay.
prior to the build out. So the build out just went very, very smoothly. There was no stopping and waiting to figure out what the cabinets are going to look
right.
like. And they were great with changing things on the fly based on site
mm-hmm.
constraints and whatnot as well. So I'd say, as far as the logistics of construction went, it was a win-win.
Okay, good. I didn't mean to put you on the spot for that.
No, yeah,
so, yeah.
it's you know, we work, frankly, we work with architects right. on 99% exactly. of our projects. We right. really embrace that opportunity. Mm-hmm. I know that some builders just really want to do their own thing and don't.
Right.
That's not. We like working mm-hmm. with architects. We have a really neat portfolio because we work with architects. We are mm-hmm. not designers. We're just right. builders. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's
well,
that home.
You probably learn a lot. About,
oh,
working
yeah,
with
yeah,
architects.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you wouldn't learn something.
You
different
do, and they, you know, things. They bring a really unique perspective mm-hmm. in a special skill set to design in a home mm-hmm. that we just really embrace. That you know, you got to be willing to take orders.
Right.
So that's the downside. You know, you're not mm-hmm. running the show necessarily.
Right.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. There are other people who know mm-hmm. stuff that I don't know, and they're good right, at it, and I want to work with those people. Yeah. So mm-hmm. That's that house. Result, the
so
other
a true educator, you know, well, this Lauren is true. Was a teacher.
Yes, that's right.
And so a true educator would go, yeah, I want to work with those people. I want to learn more.
Learn something. Yeah.
So yeah. And the other
it's
house?
A good collaboration.
So the other house is a remodel in Spicewood on Poplar Court.
Oh.
And that little home was designed by an architect and built back in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. And it's a really neat home. I don't know if you guys have, you've obviously
I've
spent
it,
some time
and
in,
I
so you've
it,
seen
I
that
know
home
which
in
house you're talking about.
So anyway, that we it didn't need any really mm-hmm. floor plan changes. The floor right. plan was perfect. It just needed 100% updating.
Right.
And the homeowner had in fact over the years sort of demolished a good portion of the house but had never really taking the next step. So we really came in and we cleaned it up and we revitalized it. We changed all the windows. Mm-hmm. We redid cabinetry. We redid tacky, guys. Sorry, that was Lauren Wood.
He's
yeah,
busy.
My client's calling. I'm going to call him right back as soon as this is over.
You redid the cabinets.
We redid the cabinets. Yeah. We redid everything.
Right.
Just gutted it.
So you basically gutted the house.
That's right.
But the
that's
floor
right.
plan was good.
Yep. And so I think that it offers a nice perspective of what can be done mm-hmm. without changing the floor plan because mm-hmm. that's when you go to renovate a home, what is disproportionately costly. Now, obviously, kitchens and bathrooms are always expensive,
right,
but
exactly.
but mm-hmm. what takes the cost to the next level is redesigning mm-hmm. the interior
yeah, moving
layout.
The kitchen from one area
exactly.
to another
right.
area
exactly.
is a huge
yeah.
cost.
Opening it up is one thing, you know, putting yeah. it, moving a wall, removing a wall and putting a header, but when you just reconfigure it, you're right. talking about massive mm-hmm. jump in price. And so this was a really nice job. I was really proud of the economics of that job mm-hmm. because we were able to accomplish a whole lot. I
right.
think what the homeowner wanted, certainly without, I think, pricing the home out of the neighborhood. We're just, I really feel like we added a lot of value,
right.
economical as well as emotional mm-hmm. value to the home.
I think that's one of the things. People find a location that they absolutely mm-hmm. love. They find a house that they like, and then you're able to turn it into something that they love and they want to stay there a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
and
that's a win-win.
Exactly. And so that this homeowner, you know, when she met with us, she was at the point where she said, well, I'm considering I'm either going to sell it and move somewhere else or I'm going to fix it up, mm-hmm. but I can't keep it as it is. And
right.
we meet with people frequently in that position. Mm-hmm. Do we pay the cost to fix this guy up or do we just buy something that's
right.
ready to move in? That's mm-hmm. what we need. And it's there's not ever an easy answer. This is usually not an easy answer
no.
to that. But so I think that these two homes represent sort of the mm-hmm. extremes of what we do. We do a lot of renovating,
mm-hmm.
do a fair amount of new construction,
right.
most of the new construction and renovation stuff that we do has architects involved. I will say that the remodel that we did, on Poplar Court there that there was no architect we worked with the homeowner mm-hmm. to develop the vast majority of the design details.
Nice.
At the end she did hire a designer for a couple hours to consult and then ended up going with everything that we'd done. So okay. we do a lot of that, picking out interior mm-hmm. finishes and that sort of thing. We're not a designer. We're not an architect, but we do help
right.
make those decisions
sure.
when push comes to shove. And Dan Kreitz, project manager for with Lauren Wood Builders, mm-hmm. ran that job and did a spectacular job. I hope he's listening to this. He's a huge asset on
out.
My team, and he's running several renovations right mm-hmm. now where he's doing the design work.
Okay.
It puts a lot of additional pressure on top of him beyond just building mm-hmm. the stuff.
Right.
So we do have that talent in house, mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we just like to build stuff.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Lauren Wood with Lauren Wood Builders talking about the Parade of Homes.